This morning, we have two sermons. I'm starting with the first sermon now. Then I go to the next sermon later. Listen very carefully to this first sermon, which will drive us into some violent and merciless prayers. This first sermon is titled, Waste Them Before They Waste You. The first waster in the Bible is God Almighty Himself. And why did God decide to waste? Because if he did not waste, those people will waste something. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 16. Isaiah 54 verse 16. Are we there? If you are there, say yes. Say, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. I've created the waster to destroy. I got a letter from a new convert into the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry. I'm going to read that letter to you now. From a new convert into this ministry. Some years ago, while I was in the world, a friend of mine came to me and he said I should help him to get the virtue of his wife to be buried. Because the woman has a lot more money than him, and he felt that the woman was becoming proud. Somebody's husband wants the virtue of his wife buried because the woman had more money, which is stupidity and foolishness, really. A man does not have money, his wife has money, the money belongs to him. A woman sees a snake, a man sees a snake. The important thing is for the snake to die. That is poverty. Whether it's a wife that can kill poverty, whether it's a husband that can kill poverty, the important thing is for poverty to do what? To die. So I took my friend to a native doctor, and the native doctor said, we should get the water the woman used in bathing. And the native doctor added some fetish materials to her bathing water. The woman did not know that her bath water was being collected. The native doctor added some fetish materials to the bath water and now asked us to go and bury it in a place in Gombe State. So they traveled all the way from Lagos to Gombe State to go and bury the bath water of a woman at Gombe State. The devil is wickedly wicked and badly bad. Barely 2 weeks after this, all the wealth of the woman went down. I repented some time ago, and as of the time I'm writing this letter, I saw the woman in my dream crying after me, and another person holding a key which I wanted to collect for the woman, but the man refused to give me the key. Sir, what can I do? Listen very carefully. A long time ago in this Lagos, there was a man called Jesus of Oyinbo. In 1964, Jesus of Oyinbo said he is the Holy Spirit and will not die. 84, he died. But before he died, he had deceived so many people. As I'm talking to you now, we have children and wives of Jesus Oyinbo in MFM. They are now born again, but their father had wasted other people's children. There was a time in this Lagos, I was a Jesus of Agege, and he confused and deceived so many people. After some time, he said he is now born again. His children also are in MFM now. But meanwhile, he had wasted people. These people, with their strange powers, waste people. Later, they will become born again. Meanwhile, who that was wasted had been wasted. You must have heard me several times sharing the story of Lai Wowe. Wowe, a very brilliant student, highly intelligent. His best mark in mathematics was 100%. And even six problems to solve. And he said, solve four. Lai Wowe will solve the four in the book. And the extra two that you didn't ask him to do in the margin. Very brilliant child. By the time he finished his school certificate, in those days, when school certificate was school certificate, not now, where you can pick up the past question from the woman selling akara, I tell you, show. He had six straight A's. Throughout. He went for his A-level, again, 4 A's, and he got a scholarship to travel abroad. The day that they were going to take him to the airport, the family organized a big party. As the party was going to an end, the younger sister of Lai Wowe came to Lai Wowe and said, pick one. between this your study you are going to do and your life. Like we just ask her to shut up. He believed that they have served too much alcohol at the party, that the girl was drunk. Why do we call him Laiwewe? The books we're supposed to read in from 5, he had finished reading from 3. And he answers questions as if it's an encyclopedia. He traveled abroad. Again, there he came out with first class. He had all the white boys beaten, hands down. 2 weeks to his graduation, Laiwewe went to the swimming pool, and Laiwewe was an excellent swimmer. He was an excellent swimmer. He climbed on this seesaw, this thing you jump on, the diving board, the one you jump on and jump into the water, for some strange reasons. Only God knew what happened that day. Laiwewe dived downwards, he missed the water. He smashed his head on hard concrete. His head broke. The brain fell out. So his head went to one section, his brain went to another place. Laiwewe was repackaged back to Nigeria without a head. They went to receive his corpse, and everybody was crying. The junior sister was, the younger sister was rolling on the floor. There was an obituary that the wicked had done their worst. But the story is that some years back, at the prayer city, I saw somebody at the front giving testimony that she's repenting from witchcraft. By the time I would look at the face of that person, it was Laiwewe's younger sister. Meanwhile, Laiwewe has been wasted. Rise up on your feet, beloved. All eyes closed. It will be a tragedy if you keep quiet here this morning. It will be a tragedy if you allow the enemy to waste you.
Powers of my father's house, assigned to waste my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Yes. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. We are here for serious business. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. The brothers of Joseph, let us throw him into this pit and see what becomes of his dreams. Let us throw him there and see what becomes of his dreams. Every power that hates my existence, can you roar like thunder? There is somebody who needs to share this loud and clear. I bury you now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masechi katenda kayabo shenteraba. Name we pray. Powers assigned to waste my destiny, be wasted. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? By fire, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my destiny. Something is happening here this morning. In Jesus, then we pray. Is a sister here? You have not started praying. You have not started praying. You better adjust that your energy very well. You need this prayer seriously. Many of us are looking for the enemies outside, but the enemy is already inside. Can you shout this loud and clear? The Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and they shall run out of their close places. Strangers in my camp, assign against my progress. You are a liar. There, in the name of Jesus, thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. Jesus, then we pray. Lastly, before you sit down, it is a tragedy when the enemy is watching you, collecting your materials, and you do not know. Amen. You will now declare this with violence. Declare it with all the anger in your spirit. Declare it mercilessly, violently. Declare it in a way that the gates of hell will know that you are declaring something here. Declare it in such a way that everyone will know that you mean business. That you mean business. Powers of domestic wickedness. Can I hear your voice roaring like thunder? Is that the loudest of voice can carry here this morning? Die! In the name of Jesus, kill the powers. The power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. God specifically brought some people here this morning just for the purpose of this prayer we're praying now. I want to congratulate such people. Thank you, Jesus. Shout a loud hallelujah. Let's have a seat. That's the end of the first sermon. Now listen to me even more carefully than that first one. Candidates of spiritual deception. Candidates of spiritual deception. Candidates of spiritual deception. Sisters, what did I say just now? Brothers, let me hear you. What does it mean to deceive? To deceive means to cheat, to trick a person, to defraud, to double cross. To cheat is to dupe. To deceive is to falsify. Falsify. Or to fake. To deceive is to fool a person. To deceive is to outwit a person. To deceive is to take advantage of a person. To deceive is to mislead. To intentionally mislead. To deceive is to persuade somebody falsely. To deceive is to cause somebody to believe what is not true. To deceive is to lead someone astray. To deceive is to give a false impression. To deceive is to be unfaithful. Deception is a terrible thing. And because deception is a terrible thing, Jesus gave plenty of warnings against deceptions. Jesus made it abundantly clear that false manifestations will be ushered in at the end of this age. And there are plenty of them around now. False manifestations. Lying spirits. Fake spirits. Jesus made that one very, very clear. In Matthew 24, verse 4. Deception is a wicked thing. Deception is a bad thing. Jesus warned us, serious warning, that towards the end of the age, there will be plenty of false manifestations. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It doesn't matter whether you are president, you are prime minister of any country, you could be deceived. Verse 11. And many false prophets shall rise. It didn't say may rise. It said shall rise. And shall deceive many. It didn't say may deceive many. It didn't say shall deceive few. They shall deceive many. Beloved, these warnings are not to be taken lightly. To take them lightly is to put your soul in danger. Plenty of Christians are fond of going from there to here, to there to there, from this mountain to that mountain, from this baba to that baba, from that place to that place. You are just collecting dust with your head. And those women who are going from place to place, baba pray for me, baba pray for me, see vision. You are just collecting arrows with your rapper. And by the time the arrows will begin to manifest, you'll be surprised what you'll be going through. That time, deliverance may not help. Jesus warned us thoroughly. Deception, not sickness. Deception, not poverty. Deception, not bad government, is the greatest danger at the end of the age. Greatest danger at the end of the age. Even right now, when you say politician, you can be sure that what you are talking about is deception. Unless we pray for divine intervention. Anyone who claims that he or she can never, never be deceived, is already deceived. Jesus says so. Our hearts are incapable of discerning truth on their own. In Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Proverbs 28, verse 26. Our hearts lack capability to discern truth on their own. Proverbs 28:26. He that trusted in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Only fools trust their own heart. Whatever our heart tells us is unreliable. The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Please try and understand what I'm saying here this morning. Signs and wonders and miracles does not guarantee or determine truth. Signs and wonders and miracles, they do not guarantee or determine truth. Because signs and wonders, miracles are happening somewhere, does not mean the truth is there. The Bible says, by their fruit ye shall know them. Signs and wonders don't determine the truth. Truth is determined by the word of God. Once you place what is happening somewhere under the balance of scripture and is wrong, then it's not of God. True signs attest the truth times attest lies. Unfortunately, many Christians assume that every supernatural sign must be from God. No, forgetting that Satan can perform signs and wonders. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I read from verse 9. Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteous in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but that had pleasure in unrighteousness. Satan can perform lying signs and wonders. At the court of Pharaoh, Moses threw down his rod, it became a snake. The magicians of Pharaoh did the same thing, until at the time they could not catch up Moses again. So Satan can give people power to perform certain miracles. This is a serious matter. How can a man take a woman who is not his wife to the side of the river at night, and you take sponge, you say you are begging for her for deliverance? What kind of bait is that? Where is that in the Bible? How can a prophet tell a girl who has been failing WAEC exam that, look, if you want to pass your WAEC exam, I need to do for you a special deliverance. And the special deliverance is that he's going to pour anointing oil on his own penis and sleep with her. And the lady agreed. But that year, she failed like no man's business. Where is that in the Bible? How can somebody come to television? Apostle so and so. I have 7 wives. I want to marry number 8 and the power is increasing. And somebody sat down in that church and said, Amen, Amen, Amen. Where is that in the Bible? Anything that anybody is doing, whether it's apostle, whatever name he calls himself, once you weigh it by the word of God and it cannot stand in the word of God, is the devil. It's not of God at all. Somebody said, well, this anointing oil is 5,000 naira. This one is for those who want to become millionaire. This anointing oil is 500 naira. That one is for those who want to become a thousandaire. Now come and buy. Where is that in the Bible? The Bible says, freely are you giving. Freely you give. Deception is a cruel act. Deception is a lie reduced to practice. Unfortunately, truth does not change, but majority don't believe in the truth. Deception is when somebody is promising to build a bridge where there is no river. Deception is sometimes what we call wicked silence. The most wicked lies are sometimes told in silence. Did you do it or didn't you do it? It's not talking. Didn't say yes, didn't say no. Say deception. If the devil had come personally, without any disguise, without any mask, to our first parents, Adam and Eve, he would not have deceived them. But he came masked, came in deception. Unfortunately, the mind of the sons of men are more programmed to believe lies than truth. There was one pastor in this ministry. One day he said he was going to the mountain to pray. And as he was praying on the mountain, somebody tapped him at the back and said, you are a man of God, aren't you? He said, yes. Where are you walking? He said, I'm a pastor in Mountain of Fire. The man said, thus saith the Lord, you are not a pastor. You are a general overseer. Therefore, resign. Go and start a church. And he came back. He resigned from there. Went off. The next time I will see him, he was wearing nappy like a baby. Because blood was just pouring out of his body. A man, he had received an arrow. Because if God did not send you somewhere and you go, there is no protection. Every arrow fired there, the person will just be collecting it. That's what they ask you to do it. Deceit is hiding one thing in the heart and speaking another thing. All human beings were born sincere in our heart. But most human beings, they die as deceivers. A lying spirit is the brother of deception. And a very crafty spirit indeed. So when we talk about deception, deception is making something look like one thing when it is really something else. It looks like it, but it's not it, actually. A brother was dragged by his mother to a prophet. I said, and that's your church, you are going to, you're just reading Bible, reading Bible, reading Bible. You think everything, read the Bible, you need prayer. If you stay here, you will not make progress. Let's go. The brother said the mother dragged him there. And the Baba was praying. Serious prayer. He was praying in Yoruba. And at intervals in the prayer, he will shout, Eleda! Eleda! Eleda, in English, is the creator. So the brother was hearing Eleda, Eleda. He thought, well, man must be a Christian. At least he's calling Eleda. After some time, he found some things were moving about in his body like tiny hands. And those tiny hands were going to penetrate into his brain. At that level, he quickly began to speak in tongues. And the Holy Spirit says, son, I want to notice that this man has prayed for 10 minutes and he has never mentioned the name of Jesus. So if you don't run out of here, you become a madman by the time you leave. He ran out, but it was a bit late. Those things moved about in his body for 5 years. Deception can be attained by saying things that are not true. Deception can be achieved by leaving out critical information, which is very sad. Unfortunately, when people repeat the same lies over and over again, they actually begin to believe the lies. This is a serious problem in this age. Whether you are educated or not does not matter. There is a lot of educated literates around. Professors in worldly subjects who score zero in the book of God. These days, there are plenty of religious fakes. Plenty of professional charlatans. Plenty of prophetic frauds. Plenty of counterfeit Christians, counterfeit pastors. And they market their commodities in shining plates, decorated with smooth persuasion and impressive appearance. They are masters of deceit. They serve their deception food camouflaged by logical sounding words. It was many years ago here. A woman brought her daughter after they had got into trouble at Babich. She took her daughter to this prophet at Babich to beg for her because the girl wanted to get married. The ceremony was in the night, 12 midnight at Babich. But as the prophet was bathing this lady naked, a particular creature came out of the sea and came towards them, grabbed the lady, and was dragging the lady away into the sea. The prophet knew that if that lady was dragged away, it would be in trouble because he was the one who took her to Babich. The girl thought the prophet would begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, release her. It is written. This is what the Bible says. Let her go. But to her amazement, the man began chronic incantations. After serious incantation, creature released the lady and they left. But then the mother brought her. She told me, "See, the smooth way the man spoke the incantations showed that he was not a prophet." There are many like that too. And then when you carry your head there and they lay hands on your head and they say they prophesy upon your head and your head is the symbol of your destiny, it may be the reason things are so tough now. Bring sponge! Bring sponge! Bring sponge! You took sponge to church. Where is that in the Bible? So they gather the sponge and they transfer your virtues. This is a very serious matter. That they've done a lot of terrible things to people who are now struggling to get out, struggling to get out, struggling to get out. Deception. Deception. Many years back too, this woman took her baby to one church for dedication. Dedication. And in that church, you don't bring names from home. It's the person who is prophesying who will give names. So they brought this baby in. And the prophet began to prophesy. I don't see the Lord. This is the name of this baby. And that name is written in the book of Daniel, chapter 28. It's there, it's there. The father who knew the Bible a little bit said, prophet, prophet, the book of Daniel is not up to 28 chapters. And now you are saying chapter 28. The prophet said, yes, yes, yes. It's the book of Daniel in heaven, not this one in your hand. And the strange thing, the man believed it and gave his child a terrible name, which affected the child negatively later. If you want to make a counterfeit 1,000 naira, you don't use a yellow color. You won't cut your paper in triangular shape, because that will not deceive anybody. So deception comes in convincing fashions. It will wear the robe of authenticity. It will be supported by credentials that look similar. And those who are spiritually gullible will swallow it. Plenty of old errors in new dress. Plenty of spirits that our forefathers fought are now coming back and calling themselves prophets. And plenty of people are being caged. They will go and camp people inside the church and not allow people's wives to go home, their children to go home. It is deception. They ask people to go and throw their clothes into the river in order to be delivered from familiar spirits. It's deception. They put incision on secret parts of people. Incisions. Where does the Bible say prophets of God should be making incision on people's bodies? Holy perfumes. Sarasobia. Where is that in the Bible? Apostles and prophets with multiple wives. Is an apostle, all the members of the choir, there is wife. Bathing in flowing waters. They are all deception. There is even a speechless prayer meeting, a speechless church. They don't talk. You just come and sit and you don't talk. Where is that in the Bible? The Bible says, when they raised up their voices, the place where they were was shaking together. If the apostles came there and kept quiet, nothing would shake. Multiple crosses on the neck. All the calling angelic names in prayer is deception. Praying naked is deception. All the candle and lamp prayer is deception. Deliverance with us whip is deception. All this secret use of psalm. There is no secret use of psalm anywhere. The psalm is here. And then when you read it, they say it starts speaking certain strange words and you are calling it. And you are bringing strange spirits to your house. The 6th and 7th book of Moses. Moses never wrote any 6th or 7th book. They are all magical books. I know people who write these books and I'm mad. All the cemetery prayers is deception. Anywhere you go to, maybe you're looking for food for the woman, you're looking for something, and the man of God said, remove your clothes. I want to anoint the whole of your body. It's a lie. All the babish riverside prayer is all deception. All the matchmaking prophecies is all deception. All the food prescriptions. The Holy Ghost said you must not eat banana. The Holy Ghost said you must not drink gari. The Holy Ghost said you must not drink it. It's all lies. It's all lies. All going to church and after the service, everybody will be sharing banana. I'm sharing oranges and sharing sugar cane. It's all initiation ceremonies. Altars in the home. Dedicate a chair in your house as altar. Refuse how to shave or have your bed because you want to connect God. It's all lies. A prophet is committing fornication. He is entering the church to pray. But he is binding women who are doing menstruation from entering. Say, because they are dirty. Who is dirty? Deception. Many of us have either ignorantly got into this. This money is a money of deliverance. Many were in such places before. And that spirit that is using them there, that used to shake people like butterflies, was shaking you then. It means there is something in you that is magnetizing them. Who are the candidates of spiritual deception? There is a certain frame you must be for you to be deceived. Number one, those who are naturally crooked and insincere. Those who are not straightforward. If you are naturally crooked and insincere, you will be deceived. It is never on record that anybody who is sincerely looking for God and you're a good person, that will be misled. No.
God will respect that your sincerity. If you are not a straightforward person, it is then you follow a rebellious pastor. It is then you follow people who are doing strange things. It means you are naturally crooked and insincere. You are not straightforward. So the first candidate of deception are those ones who are naturally crooked and insincere. Two, those who are biblically illiterate. They don't want to read the Bible. They refuse to read the Bible. They don't understand the Bible. I'm looking forward to that day. And I believe that God will strengthen us here. That we're going to be able to split our mornings on the schools into classes of 10, 15 people. So that it's not a mass study. So the teacher can know those who are reading their Bible, those who are not reading it. Neglecting to study the Bible will set you up for deception. It sets you up for deception. And it's a very, very sad thing. Sad. Three, spiritual ignorance. When you are an ignoramus in the spirit realm, they will divert you anywhere. Candidate number four, those who rely on emotions and sentiments. Instead of you to go and seek for God, you say, the pastor of that church, where is he from? I say, it's a so-and-so place. I won't go there. I'm looking for somebody from our village. If the pastor is from our town now, I will go. Reliance on emotion and sentiment. Number five, refusal to look at Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith. Refusal to look at Jesus as the author and finisher of your faith. You're only looking to human beings, human beings, human beings. And when they fail, you'll be surprised. There are some people, they don't care about the character and behavior of their leaders. They do not check by their fruit, you shall know them. They just take them for a year, it's a man of God, let him do what he wants. Candidate number six, there are those who accept miracles as the only guarantee for truth. Anywhere they can receive miracles, that's where the truth is, whether it doesn't matter, the lifestyle of the people there. This is a very sad situation. A friend of mine told me that his son was convulsing. They took his son to a church. The man of God there rang bell, poured water on the boy, and the boy stopped convulsing. So my friend became a member of that church. But my friend said one day at Oyinbo, at the bus stop, the conductor was asking this pastor for money for transport, and the pastor said, I'm not going to pay anything, but that's what I want to pay. That he was even offering to help the pastor pay, but that to his amazement, the pastor held his own buba that he was wearing. He tore it. Tore his own clothes. Ran into the shop of somebody doing a rewire and took a bottle. Broke it and was coming to attack bus conductor. Pastor, by their fruits you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them. I've seen a pastor who got so angry. Somebody has spoiled his video player. Radio mechanic spoiled his video player. And he said, bring this thing now and bring it the way I gave it to you. If not, Shango will break your head today. Bring it now. So when you see a person like that, by their fruits, you shall know them. So if you accept those things blindly, you get into deception. The seven candidates for deception are those who are seeking Jesus the baker. You just want his miracles. You don't want his discipline. They forget that suffering is a reality of life. God uses it to shape us. Anyone who expects or promises only good things is a false prophet. Candidate number eight. Those who are being troubled by the evil power of their father's house. When somebody is being troubled by the evil power of his father's house, they will push you away from the right place and push you to the wrong place. Now, those who are under curses. If you have offended somebody and they issue a curse on you, you always go to the wrong place and do the wrong things. The tenth candidate are those who are proud. Very proud. They don't want to take correction. They believe they know it all. They are susceptible to deception. Candidate number 11 are those who hate the truth. They prefer those who will tell them lies. They don't take the truth seriously. And the last group of candidates are those who do not heed the warnings of Jesus. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, this is what Jesus said about the last days. Scripture is very clear. 2 Timothy 3, 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving and being deceived. Let's rise up for prayer. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. The moment of truth has come. Many of us, before we knew the truth, we have been misled. Many of us have eaten what we should not eat. Many of us have allowed people who should not touch us to lay their hands on our head. And many of our parents, they have taken us to places we should not even have stepped into. Some have gone to prophets for solution. They end up being sexually violated by the prophet. Many have gone to strange places, to strange gatherings. Don't deceive yourself by believing that those past associations will not have an effect on your future. That's one of the reasons the Lord is bringing this message. This is a very serious matter. All eyes closed. As we pray this first prayer, if you're in this meeting this morning, there was a time you had to go and throw your clothes or your property into river. Just find a way to the altar, be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. This is not a day to joke. This is a day for serious prayer. Those of you at the altar here, pray with reckless abandon. Pray with all the strength that you have. Even if you are not at the altar here, pray the way you've never prayed before. Pray with all your heart. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Demoting yokes. Break! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to break the yoke. Command the demoting yokes to be broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We're getting close. Getting really, really close. Shout this the way I'm going to shout my own. Virtues stolen from my life. What a pity. Can I hear the sisters roaring like thunder? Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Come back now! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Yes, today is today. Recover all. Jesus, then we pray. This third prayer, immediately we start, some people will begin to experience their heaven that has been closed will become open. You experience open heaven.
satanic anointing affecting my life. Death! In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus, move. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Any problem introduced into my life by parental mistakes. Can you shout this loud and clear? Death! In the name of Jesus. Bakata satanda kaya boshende raba. Riala bokatende kesente. Jesus, then we pray. Father, I pray for your children at the altar here. At every consequence of throwing their clothes into the flowing stream. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, let the consequences be broken now. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 As you pray this next prayer here, if you have ever had to carry a sacrifice on your head to go and deposit anywhere, find a way to the altar too and be on your knees. With this your head, you carry sacrifice anywhere. Find a way to the altar and be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear with a voice that roars like thunder. Arrows fired into my destiny! Backfire! In the name of Jesus! Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar here, shake your head vigorously. Shake it vigorously. That's right. Aha. Something is happening. You can't stay. You can't stay again. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Yes, enough is enough. Father, let your anointing fall upon your children here. Let every yoke of the enemy upon their lives be broken. Let them experience the touch and power of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from today, every yoke brought to you by this sacrifice, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You go back to your seat rejoicing now. Go back to your seat rejoicing now. As many people as want the breakthrough power of the Lord before this month runs to a close, I want them to pray this prayer, not allowing the voice of anyone to be louder than your own. You want a breakthrough before this month runs to an end? You will shout this loud and clear.
Wickedness of the wicked. Assigned against my life. Expire! In the name of Jesus. My life, expire in Jesus' name we pray.